What is going on with you, Jay? What is it? What are you eating? What are you eating? It sounds pretty good to me. It sounds pretty good to me.
Got some chicken going on here.
Chicken?
Yeah, Jackie, I got some chicken and some black beans. The beans will be back shortly. Don't worry about them beans. The beans will return shortly.
Is that Damon?
They don't stay.
Is B-Dub here? Damon Williams, how you doing, man?
What up, D?
I'm doing great. Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, man, what's up, man?
That was our egg job,
Damon.
We apologize. Yeah. We got major love for you.
We're going dark skin week. See, it's all dark.
Yeah, yeah. Damon. So we tried to act like you wasn't there, Damon. It's all dark.
All right, man. I'm team dark skin this week.
Let's get seriously ignorant news with Damon Williams. You can catch Damon Friday in Tuscaloosa, Alabama with Steve Brown, then Saturday in Grand Rapids with Lavelle Crawford, Adele Givens, G-Thang Coco, and his dog, J. Anthony Brown, at the Van Andel Arena. All right. Well, Seriously Ignorant News Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reporting on a man who could only qualify for designated driver for Johnny Manziel? Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Skip, as serious as a cross-eyed umpire.
Serious.
Strike two, sir, that's the first pitch. See, he saw two balls at one time. Anyway, look, a man in Des Moines, Iowa had a job interview, and he might have been a little nervous about his chances, so he had a few drinks before the interview. 39-year-old Ryan Dickerson actually had more than a few drinks. In fact, he had a whole fifth of vodka. Now, this fifth of vodka came after he was binge drinking the night before. In fact, he had drank so much the night before, he had to be hospitalized for alcohol consumption. But when he got out in the morning, he decided to go drink another fifth before he went to the interview. Now, to his credit, he did make it to the interview at 9 a.m., but he was so wasted that he hit two parked cars in the parking lot. Lady, a witness said he pulled into the space, he drove into that one in front of him, then he backed into another car, bam. And all of this on his way to his job interview. And luckily, he didn't get the job because the interview was at a taxi company. This fool got drunk and drove to get a job as a driver.
Seriously? Oh, my God.
Seriously. As serious as a fake cripple in a long line.
Stop. There you go.
We had a lot of that. We had a lot of that, yeah.
On the cruise, man.
It also happens at amusement parks, but I ain't going to tell on my boy, Uncle Rail. Anyway, look, if I ever find myself in court, I want the lawyer in this next story. The attorney, this attorney had a meeting with the judge in his chambers. He requested to see his client's arrest report, including one key piece of evidence, the breathalyzer results. The judge and his secretary left the lawyer in the chambers with the report all by himself with the case file. So he proceeded to help himself through the file and locate the breathalyzer report. So first he tried to stash it in his bag, but then he said, nah, they might find that. So he came up with a better idea. He decided to eat the report. Yep. He ate the whole page, and as he said, since without this report, the state had no case. This is why I want this lawyer. That's dedication. He ate a full piece of paper to save his client. Now, unfortunately, it didn't work because the whole thing was caught on tape. So his lawyer lost the case, and the lawyer is actually facing 2 years in jail himself. Seriously. As serious as Jay-Z and Beyonce bickering in a bank. Y'all can talk all you want about them. They got billions.
Right. They got billions. They do.
Yes, indeed. Reporting to you live from actually Marco Island, Florida, but I'll be all over the place this weekend. Seriously, it's good news, Damon.
All right, peace out, Damon.